She's psychic to the stars. Psychic Susanna.
I'd say this would be a time we'd be looking for a little bit of guidance.
Yes.
A little bit of heads up, a little bit of clarity. That's what you want. People always be like, well, if she's a psychic, shouldn't she have been able to predict everything that was going on here? But that's not how this works.
It's not how it works.
Mm-mm. We say good morning to Psychic Susanna. Hi, Psychic Susanna.
Good morning. Don't you love that the whole country is doing preventative care?
That's good. and we have to. And I know there are some people that question whether or not this is an overreaction. And what I've said to them is, wouldn't we rather overreact right now than be underprepared on the other side?
That's exactly right. I even canceled my appearances because he says no more than 10. You know, we just got to. It's okay. It's temporary.
Yeah.
See, and it would have been safe if Susanna came here because at her last event, Antoine, 9 people showed up. So it would have been fine.
Never.
But
they
know what?
Love me in Roanoke.
It's important for everyone to just be safe. And you know, we've been talking about a lot, too, of in addition to being safe, sort of being smart, being courteous, and being generous whenever possible, and hopefully being optimistic that we can get through to the other side of all of this.
No, we're going to get to the other
side.
This is just a temporary, it's preventative care. I mean, preventative.
Yeah, and I love when people sit here and they say things like, I can't believe we're overreacting. I'm like, have you ever been on social media in the last 3 years? All we do is overreact. What are you talking about? Suddenly we're going to draw the line on that. Get out of here. All right, we have two different Taylors this morning. So let me make sure Susanna is locked in, and let me get Taylor O in here first. Taylor O, good morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We're getting by. We're making it happen. So Taylor, are you doing all right yourself?
A little bit sick, but I'll be fine.
Okay,
no
perfect. You stay on the other side of the phone. That's good. That's why I like phone calls. Taylor, go ahead and just say, hi, I'm Taylor. Let her know how old you are, and then Psychic Susanna will talk to you through an old sock or a gas mask or something.
Alrighty. Hi, I am Taylor, and I am 24 years old.
Hello, Taylor. Taylor, are you aware that there's someone who loves you right now?
Yes.
Ooh.
Are you married?
I am not.
Okay. Not married.
Are you living with him?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good start.
Mm-hmm.
How's the birth control?
No.
But there's none. Okay.
Do you want a child before you're married?
Say that again?
Do you want a child before you're married?
Yes.
You do want a child before you're married?
I do.
Okay. Just keep doing what you're doing.
All right, you're moving in the right direction. Enjoy your quarantine.
You're doing the right thing.
Uh-huh. All day long.
And just guess what the birth explosion will be like in 9 months.
Oh, my God. That, I believe, in the divorce explosion. It's going to be one or the other.
I can only imagine.
Yep.
Yeah. For you, young lady, you're extremely sensitive, very intuitive. You know when people are lying and when they're not. One of the things is common sense is not your long suit. I would sort of get it before you create your own business. And yes, you're going to create your own business, so just plan on that.
We like that.
There is going to also be unusual money coming your way within 4 months. Don't forget our 10%.
Okay. We like that. And we are going to start collecting on that 10%.
We need it now.
Because we're po right now.
Yeah. Well, honey, God supplies. No worries. No worries here. We're all going to be taken care of.
It's going to be so strong on the other side of all of this. We're all going to go nuts, and I mean that in a good way.
Well, but we're going to appreciate what we do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a wake-up call. That's all.
Yeah.
Anyway, for you, young lady, just between you and me, I don't know where you are, but you're going to be standing in another's home. There's going to be funny smells. There's not over 10 people there, so it's okay, but
perfect.
The funny smells are illegal.
Okay.
So just be aware.
Okay.
All right.
within 40 days. By the way, you can buy shoes to see a psychiatrist. They both make you feel better.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Susanna's a big fan of the retail therapy. Thank you, Taylor. We appreciate the call. Good luck. Oh, have you guys heard?
Get through the aisle so easy now.
Have you heard that the coronavirus baby joke, the goofy one that's making the
rounds?
I
have not.
You have not? Because, you know, they do talk about there being that whole, in 9 months from now, there's going to be a baby boom.
Uh-huh.
And then 13 years from now, they'll all become quarantines.
Wow.
That was on Facebook. I didn't make that joke up, but I never said it was good. It was out there.
But let me just tell you, sweetheart, when there's bad jokes, don't pass them on. I mean, I love you, but just don't pass them on.
Heard. Okay, other Taylor. It's Taylor H. in the house. Hi, other Taylor.
Hi.
Okay, same deal. You say, hi, I'm Taylor, and you tell her how old you are, and she'll take it from there.
Hi, Susanna. I love you so much. My name's Taylor, and I'm 27.
All right, Taylor, first of all, before we go any farther, people say I repeat myself. But who would think we'd have two Taylors on the phone on the same morning? It just is what life is, okay?
Yeah, it's deja vu.
Taylor, you're 27. God bless you. You're a bull in a china shop. Do you know what I mean?
She does, yes, she does.
If it needs to get done, get the heck out of the way. You're going to do it. Now, there's a lot of looky-lures who are going to say you're bossy and pushy. You're not. You just get it done, baby.
That's right.
Get it done.
Right.
That is why you're going to have money. Is that okay with you?
That is perfectly fine with me.
Yeah, okay, yes. No one said no yet in the history of psychics.
10%. I am going to tell you, you'll actually own a home in two states at once. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
We like that.
You can come to Iowa. You know, come to Iowa. There is going to be a phone call that you're going to actually get that is going to be asking you questions about a family member. I'm going to suggest you hang up the phone. There's also going to be a phone call that is going to be a bit alarming. I want you to put God there. That's where he belongs. And just between you and me, a lot of fun, a lot of laughter with cowboys on the wall.
All right.
All right.
What more could a woman ask for?
Yeah, we like that. Exactly. Awesome. Taylor, thank you so much. You keep us posted on everything. Stay safe. And Susanna, you've got me. You've got Antoine. Let me see. Antoine.
Yes.
Quarantine.
Oh, no. You brought it back.
Okay.
You brought it back.
Going to be, this is cute. You know how I got Cowboy on the Wall for the last girl?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're going to have lips on the wall.
Lips. And this is for who? Is this for Antoine?
Antoine.
Lips on the wall.
All right. Interesting.
Not real ones, you know.
That would be
but lips
serial killer stuff right there. Lips on the wall, okay?
And for you, my young stud.
Yes.
There is going to be for you a phone call. A phone call that looks exciting. It looks like it's going to be great, but it's not going to be as good as it sounds.
Okay.
It's just a wasted lot of emotion.
Okay, a lot of hot air from that person.
Yeah.
All right, good.
By the way, everybody take care of everybody else. We're all in this together.
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
And what a great country we have.
We're going to try to prove it right now. That's going to be our goal. That's what we all got to do. So we're going to do our best, and we will keep on keeping on. If you want to talk to Psychic Susanna, you can always go to mediapsychic.com. She can help steer your rudder a little bit if you need it. And if you put K92 in the subject.
One question as long as you want.
Right. So just ask, you know, a 72-part question, and then you just put the question mark at the end. Works out great, right?
Not exactly.
Quarantines, yes. Okay.
I want the one free questions because I'm not going to be working appearing, so I need to keep busy. Otherwise, I'll go in the kitchen.
Yeah, hit Susanna up. You don't want her in there. That's no. She's a bull in a china shop. I don't need to be a psychic to know that.
Live long and prosper.
Be well, Susanna. We will talk to you next week. MediaPsychic.com if you want to talk to Susanna yourself.